This year, we marked the 100th anniversary of the suffrage movement, and in a nod to Women's History Month, we sat down with Joyce Nakano of the Friends of HISAM and local artist Reem Bassous. They joined us to talk about a fundraising effort for the State Museum with a little bit of a twist.
It's the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote, centennial of the suffrage. I learned about it at the National Gallery in D.C., and thought, well, we should be celebrating it here in Hawaii. Being on the board of the Friends of the Hawaii State Art Museum, we have a project called the Portfolio Project, and we celebrate a handful of local artists to bring more focus and attention to the artists as well as to the museum. So this year, we're using this wonderful opportunity to talk about this centennial as well as the Hawaii State Art Museum, the only museum in the world that celebrates Hawaii's artists and the great artists of Hawaii. And we selected five of the top artists that were in a short list, and then we narrowed it down to these five. They each put in so much thought into this project of celebrating this anniversary and created a very special portfolio of works that will be a gift for benefactor-level members of the Friends of the Hawaii State Art Museum. Sometimes when you ask people for money to give a donation, people say, well, why should we give to the Friends of the Hawaii State Art Museum? I mean, isn't the Hawaii State Art Museum free? It's not like the Honolulu Museum of Art where you have to pay for entry. So what am I giving, you know, money for? So we have to go through the whole explanation, of course, that yes, it's funded by the state. It's our tax money that pays for this museum, but what the Friends really feels like we can give additional support is the marketing and the attention. The state is very good at collecting the works and housing the works, but we're all about, well, hey, let's celebrate and market the museum to the tourists and to the local people. You know, let's celebrate it. Why isn't it open on Sundays, for example, when local people are off of work and there's free parking on the street? And why isn't there a sign up? Why does everybody think that HISAM and HOMA are one and the same? You know, so these are things like that that we are really trying to bring attention to and celebrate local artists. So therefore, the portfolio is just one way of saying, look, this is something that the artists are giving of themselves as a thank you for supporting Hawaii's art museum and the artists of Hawaii.
And HISAM does a great job. I mean, you go there and they've just got a wonderful collection for the small museum space that they have.
Absolutely. It's a really, really special museum. There's no, you know, there's really nothing like it. And, but we want more people to know about it. You know, we want the tourists to come there. Why isn't it being marketed as a cultural great in Hawaii? You come to Hawaii, you must see the works of the local artists.
And today we are honored because we have a local artist in our midst who actually has one of her pieces in this portfolio, Reem Bassous. So tell us about your contribution to this.
So I was very excited when Joyce approached me and asked me to participate in this because I felt like I had been given homework. And so I started doing all this research and sketching and decided to come up with this print, which also pays homage to my Middle Eastern heritage. And I decided to have the symbol of the hand with the finger that is stained with purple, which symbolizes an ink-stained finger when you go to vote, but it's also covering the mouth of a female. So it does show that she has in fact voted, but we are still silenced all over the world, and we have a long way to go.
Yes, in some Middle Eastern countries, women's rights are not quite on par with other countries in the West.
It is a very patriarchal society.
What's the message that you hope to underscore?
Well, it's really important for us to, it's titled Silent Strong, and it's important for us to acknowledge the fact that we have made great strides, but we do have a long way to go yet.
talk about more of the symbolic meanings in this and the symbols in this piece.
So we do have the arches as well, which is a nod to the Hawaii State Art Museum. So they're the arches from the museum. And they're also very reminiscent of arches from the Middle East. So I'm Lebanese and grew up with that kind of architecture. And it's very Mediterranean as well. And then we have a print that I found from the Women's Suffrage Association on why women should vote. It's a list, and that's the background screen. And then if you notice that the finger is actually covering not only the mouth, but part of the nose, and the nose is in Arabic script, and it says unta, which means female. It just was very serendipitous that the word actually mimicked a nose.
And so, this is just one of five pieces?
That's correct.
And so describe some of the other projects here.
So we have Sally French's piece, which is this very charming creature, typical to Sally's work as well, and it's titled The Cone of Uncertainty, which deals with geopolitical uncertainty at any given time, really, in contemporary society. And then we have Peggy Hopper's piece, which has a necklace of the peace sign, a female sitting with the necklace of the peace sign, and it's titled Still Trying to Imagine Peace. And it is a shame that this necklace that she bought in the 70s is still very symbolic of something we have not yet attained. And then Mary Matsuda has a tea leaf, which the series is of tea leaves, and this one's titled Tea Portrait. The tea leaf in Hawaii is very symbolic of so many things, rites of blessing and wrapping food or flowers. It's a protection from evil, and it's really a very lingering and timeless symbol, which I think we need nowadays more than ever. And then finally, with Deb Nemad's print, which is titled Think About It, she has this beautiful juxtaposition of the symbols of the male and female. And, you know, we far outnumber men. And yet it took us 137 years after the founding of this country for women to attain the right to vote. So that's quite unacceptable. And it's a great reminder that now, in light of contemporary politics and in light of everything that's happening in the world, for us to just take a moment and remember that these women have made great strides throughout history, and that I'm very honored to be representative of that.
Think about it. I mean, these are all very provocative images, and it's nice that they're together as a set.
For this membership, the benefactor level, it's usually $1,000. So right now, just till the end of this month, we're giving it as a gift for $800, and then you can showcase the works in your home or your office, and it's a wonderful conversation piece, plus, you know, the works are beautiful. These five artists also have works in the SFCA and in HISAM as well. So we really just want to bring attention to the fact that it's free, and you can go there and lose yourself, whether it's over your lunchtime, because it's still not open on Sundays, but it is open on Saturdays. And Saturdays, there's a fabulous program called Super Saturdays, where children are invited, and you know, they can do art projects. And we have First Fridays every month, where it's open till 9 o'clock at night, and there's music and food. You know, there's a wonderful restaurant there by MW called Artisan Cafe, and they're open. There's a museum gift shop, and you know, there's just a beautiful sculpture garden in the back. So it's really a great place to go that we are all paying for out of our tax money.
And the pool is delightful. I mean, it's a drained pool, but it's just a wonderful visual experience to be in that space.
Yes, yeah, Doug Young's swimming pool, where he, you know, they drain the pool, as you know, and they cover the bottom with clear blue glass, and so you have to take a kind of a second look. But they do fashion shows using that space, and, you know, all kinds of little parties and activities down there. So Wonderful place to take your kids and run around.
The kids love it. Yeah, they dance around all the time.
And what's your favorite thing about the museum?
Well, you know, about museums in general and HISAM specifically, museums are very sacred spaces for me, and they really act as sanctuary. I remember when September 11th happened, I was living in Washington, D.C., and you know, it's hard not to wonder what the significance of art is at a time like this, and especially as well today. But I was reminded that the museum does function as this sanctuary where you go and you momentarily forget and you're immersed in someone's process, in someone's world, and it really elevates your thinking and helps you focus on the things that matter. So that's what a museum is to me. And HISAM's collection is really so finely edited, and it's quite special. It's just really a shame for people not to indulge in that.
And what about you? Is there something that just kind of stirs your soul when you think of HISAM?
Well, I have to admit that Jean Charlot's drummer is one that really just took my breath away the first time I saw it. And I think that is the painting that brought me back again and again and again, when I first tried to go there.
Yeah, and then the museum does cater to so many young people. There's so many student groups, school groups that come through there. What can you say about the children's programs?
Well, they have, the school buses that go there. And I know that they're enlarging the front to be able to have more buses and things. And, one of our dreams is that they can open on Sunday so that the children can take this excitement back to their parents and bring their parents back on the weekends and share their favorite works with them. But, the art projects on Saturday are free, and we recently started a program with Kahawiki Village where, we got a bus to bring the children from Kahawiki Village to HISAM on a Saturday to share that with them. It's really important. Children are such an important part of the whole art cultural experience.
And we should mention that Kahawiki Village, it is a plantation style community, and a lot of those families were homeless, and thanks to a lot of brain power and efforts through our community, we have a model that can be used to show what can be done. So the museum helps to bring those children down there.
And I just remembered a really interesting story. I came to Hawaii in 2003 on my honeymoon, and I went to the museum, and I absolutely fell in love with a drawing by the artist Yida Wang. And years later, I moved to Hawaii, and she actually was the one who hired me to teach at UH. And I was so glad to go back to my notes and remember that I had written her name down. So it was through the museum that I had my entry point into Yida's work, and she's now a very good friend of mine. So opportunities like that.
Yes, a welcoming place.
Yes.
And so we hope that our listeners take advantage of this wonderful resource that we have in our community, and a wonderful way through a donation to be able to get a gift back.
Absolutely, and it's tax deductible.
There you go. All right, well, thank you both of you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Hawaii artists Reem Basus and Joyce Nakano, who is on the board of the Friends of HISAM, Hawaii State Museum, which is located on the corner of Veritania and Richard Street in the downtown Capital District.